In Israel and Hamas is into its second day, with over a dozen more Israeli hostages and around 40 Palestinian prisoners due to be released this afternoon. Noam Alon's girlfriend was kidnapped from the Nova Festival by the militant group on October the 7th. He's desperate for her to come home.
It's scary. It's really scary. I just want to see her back. And I'm glad for each person that returned to his family. All the families should be united and all the hostages will be freed. Today, we cannot wait any longer.
Meanwhile, a pro-Palestinian march calling for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza is making its way through London. One protester has been arrested on suspicion of inciting racial hatred. Pope Francis has had a scan on his lungs after cancelling morning audiences. Tests have come back all clear after he contracted mild flu. The pontiff is now back at the Vatican. Almost 250 dogs identified as XL bullies are likely to be put down before the end of the year. From January the 1st, it will be illegal to rehome the animals from rescue centres. In sport, Manchester City and Liverpool have shared the spoils in today's first Premier League fixture. Reporting from the Etihad, Darren Stanage.
City won, Liverpool won. The points shared after Erling Haaland's 50th Premier League goal. The fastest player to reach that figure was cancelled out by a fine strike from Alexander Arnold 10 minutes from time. Liverpool certainly the happier of the two teams. The champions failed to take advantage of their dominance, although they went very close to an injury time winner when Haaland headed wide. Full time, City 1, Liverpool 1.
During the match, Everton supporters flew a banner over the stadium accusing the Premier League of being corrupt. The flyover had been expected as the club's fans promised to protest against their 10-point deduction for breaking financial fair play rules. And Celtic can go 11 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership with a win against Motherwell. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, how you doing? It's 2 minutes past three. Thanks as always to Spencer for looking after things for the last 3 hours. For the next 3 hours, I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Good afternoon.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been a dry and mostly sunny day across our area, but it is pretty nippy out there, isn't it? And windy, especially along the coast. Maximum temperature for what's left of the afternoon is 6 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be dry, mostly clear, allowing temperatures to quickly fall. Any showers there are will quickly die away. A widespread frost will develop overnight and some patchy freezing fog can be expected. Minimum temperature overnight, -1. Sunday, we'll see a frosty start, then high cloud will arrive. The cloud will thicken late in the morning and we may see some rain in the afternoon, maybe even heavy in places. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 5 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So stand by for 3 hours of sporting updates and great music as well. As we go back to the late 70s, first off with Chic, Everybody Dance.
Thank you.
8 minutes past three on this Saturday, the 25th of November, 2023. Welcome into Phoenix Sport. I'm John Chubb. I'm here until 6 p.m. First off in football, it's a full domestic programme back this afternoon after the international break. Matches today in the Premier League, Scottish Premiership, the EFL, where we have a featured match in League One. Leighton Orient versus Wigan Athletic. Amelia's down at Brisbane Road for us. Plus all the local non-league action as well, including our other featured game. Andy Gardner has channeled his inner Only Fools and Horses today. He's gone down to East Kentford Jolly Boys outing to watch Billericay Town away to Margate in the Isthmian Premier League. And we'll hear from Andy at half-time and full-time. Racing. 5 afternoon meetings, plus an evening one at Wolverhampton. The big race of the day is currently taking place. It's the Betfair Chase, the 3 o'clock at Haydock. I'll have the results and some other results as soon as they come in. In rugby union, there's action today in English Premiership and the United Rugby Championship to have a look at. Rugby league, meanwhile, England playing away to France in a wheelchair rugby league fixture. I'll find out as much as I can about that. In F1, it's the final Grand Prix weekend of 2023. The Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, news from the practice. In tennis, we've got the Davis Bent Cup men semi-finals. Snooker UK Championship starts off in York. It's all happening this afternoon, and it's live. Plenty of great music too.
FM. We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and the guiles. We'll be right back.
Duran Duran there and Black Moonlight. So quite a few goals have gone in the football in the 3 o'clock kickoffs already. But first off, I'm going to take a look at... I'm going to take a look at the Premier League. The lunchtime kickoff was the game of the day, the game of the weekend. In fact, Manchester City versus Liverpool at the Etihad Stadium. And if there had been a winner in this match, that side would have gone top with Manchester City top and Liverpool 1 point behind them in second. But it finished one apiece. Erling Haaland became the fastest player to reach 50 Premier League goals in only his 48th Premier League game when he put City in the lead after 27 minutes. He really is a goal-scoring machine, isn't he? But they couldn't add to their tally, and Jurgen Klopp's side equalised 10 minutes from time through Trent Alexander-Arnold. So it finished Manchester City 1, Liverpool 1. So City stayed top on 29 points from 13 games. Liverpool just 1 point behind them. And they've also played at 13. 5:30 kickoffs this afternoon, including West Ham United away to Burnley. It's company Goldis at Turf Moor. Also Goldis at Kenilworth Road, where Luton Town, just above the drop zone, are hosting Crystal Palace. And at St James's Park, it's coming in Newcastle United 0, Chelsea 0. There's been a goal at the City Grounds, though. A very early goal for Nottingham Forest in their match against Brighton and Hove Albion. Anthony Elanga gave Steve Cooper's side the lead in only the third minute. And at Bramall Lane, meanwhile, Sheffield United, only one win for their opening 13 Premier League matches, and they've already fallen behind this afternoon in their match against Bournemouth, for whom Marcus Tavernier has scored in the 12th minute. So that's the situation in the Premier League. By the way, I'll come on to non-league in a while, but there's already been a goal in our featured non-league game this afternoon. It's Margate 0, Billericay Town 1. Bradley Stevenson has given Gary McCann's men the lead after 8 minutes down in East Kent. In the Championship last night, Leeds United missed a chance to narrow the gap on the top to Leicester and Ipswich when they were held to a 1-1 draw by managerless Rotherham United. They made a great start. Crescencio Somerville scored in only the 6th minute for Leeds, but an equaliser in time added on at the end of the first half from Rotherham's Hakeem Adofin ensured them a share of the spoils as it finished Rotherham 1, Leeds United 1. And in the Championship this afternoon, there is just one goal so far. It's coming to go the game between Stoke and Blackburn. Blackburn have gone in front through Walton in the 4th minute. All this afternoon's fixtures are 3 o'clock kickoffs, apart from West Bromwich Albion versus Ipswich Town, which starts at 5:30. By the way, Leicester only above Ipswich on goal difference. They're home to Watford this afternoon. That is currently goalless. Scottish Premiership meanwhile, and Celtic have the opportunity to extend their lead to 11 points over rivals Rangers. They're playing Motherwell at Parkhead this afternoon. Rangers in action tomorrow at Aberdeen. And that's currently goal. There's no other goals in the Scottish Premiership so far. Just take a quick look at League One. Leyton Orient versus Wigan Athletic, our feature game, no goals at Brisbane Road so far. It's been a goal in the game between Fleetwood Town and Stevenage, and it's gone to visitor Stevenage, Jamie Reid, in the 8th minute. It's also Lincoln 1, Barnsley 0. Daniel Mandroyu has gone from the penalty spot for Lincoln in the 5th minute. And the only other goals so far have come at London Road, where it's Peterborough 1, Burton 0, Randall in the 5th minute, and at Fratton Park, where it's Portsmouth 0, Blackpool 1, Owen Dale for the Tangerines in the 9th minute. on to League Two, where Colchester United are at home to Barrow this afternoon. No goals at the Community Stadium so far. Just a few goals in League Two so far. It's Crewe 0, Doncaster 1, Salford City 0, MK Dons 1, Max Dean for MK after 10 minutes. And Wrexham have made a great start against Morecambe. Two goals in the first 10 minutes from Paul Mullin and Joel Senior of Morecambe, who put the ball into his own net. In the National League this afternoon, a long journey for Southend United. They are away to Gateshead, and they've got to go behind early on. Gateshead have gone 1-0 up. Dagenham Redbridge hosting Rochdale at Victoria Road. That's currently 0-0. There was one lunchtime kickoff, and finished AFC Fylde 3 at Dorking Wanderers 3. A few other goals in the National League so far in 3 o'clock kickoffs. Altrincham 1, Solihull Moors 0. Marcus Dacker's former Southend United loanee has given Altrincham the lead after 30 minutes. Bourne Wood 0, Woking 2. Rhys Grego Cox in the 10th minute from the penalty spot, and Brown in the 16th minute has given Woking a good start there. Bromley have got a goal up away at Hartlepool. Michael Cheek, former Dagenham Redbridge and Chelmsford City striker, has given Bromley the lead in the 5th minute. It's Oldham Athletic 0, Ebbsfleet United 1. Greg Cundall for Ebbsfleet in the 10th minute. Oxford City have taken an early lead against bottom club Kidderminster Harriers. Andre Burley for Oxford City after 16 minutes, and it's Wealdstone 1, Barnet 1, something of a local derby there, and evens at the moment. National League South, meanwhile, Chelmsford City could force their way back into the playoff spots if they can get a result and hope other results go their way when they face Truro City at Melbourne Park this afternoon. That's currently 0-0. Averley are away to Weymouth. That's currently goalless. And Braintree Town are at Slough Town, and they have gone behind early on. Slough have gone into a 1-0 lead. Got to take a break. I'll go through the rest of the non-league scores when we come back.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With 2 bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM. Great start for the O's at Brisbane Road. It's Leyton Orient 1, Wigan Athletic 0 in a feature League 1 match. Shaq Ford, after being assisted by Raul Soterio, has given the O's a lead in the 18th minute. Just getting back to non-league, and in the Isthmian League Premier Division this afternoon. As I mentioned, Billy Ricky currently 1-0 up at Margate in our featured match. Hornchurch, who increasingly are looking like they're going to absolutely run away with this division, they are away to struggling Kingstonian, currently fourth and bottom this afternoon, and it's goalless at the moment in that one. Meanwhile, hashtag United have travelled to Cheshire. That's also goalless. Canvey Island are away at Hastings United. No goals in that one so far. And Concord Rangers playing their first, it's been Premier League game in around about a month. They are at home to Horsham. The side have been given a reprieve in the FA Cup this week after Barnsley, who beat them in a first round replay, were thrown out of the competition for fielding an ineligible player. It's currently Concord Rangers 0, Horsham 0 at the Aspect Arena. Isby and North now, and Brentwood Town are at home to Wroxham, literally yards from us at the Brentwood Centre Arena. In fact, Wroxham have parked their team coach right outside the studio window. I can hear it. I can see it as I speak. But Brentwood Town have taken the lead. They were awarded a penalty in the 16th minute. That was converted by Shad and Gandu. So it's currently 1-0 to Brentwood. It's El Basico at the Leinster Salmon Stadium this afternoon. Bales and Pitsy entertaining their near neighbours Basildon United without a manager at the moment because Darren Manning has left to take over from the SAT. Mark Stimson at Grays Athletic is currently 0-0 between Bowers and Basildon. Wolframstow have travelled to Berrytown. No goals in that one so far. Heybridge Swifts 0, Brightley Sea Region 0, Morden Titchery away to New Salamis, that's coming to goalless as well. The bottom two in action this afternoon in Manning's first league game in charge of Grays Athletic, they away to the bottom club Stowmarket Town, no goals in that one so far. That's two sides who are without a league win in the Isthmian North, but Grays did actually win their first match of the season in any competition during the week when they won an Essex Senior Cup tie at Essex Senior League Athletic Newham, which they won by 5-4. Sounds like that was quite a match. Another struggling side of Wisdom Town, just above those two, only one win from their first 12. They have a tough task at Spark Road this afternoon, facing Felixstowe and Walton United, currently in second place. And Felixstowe and Walton have taken the lead. They scored in only the fourth minute. Also this afternoon, the Southern League Division 1 Central, big game for Waltham Abbey, currently in third place, going well. They're away to North Lee, just above them in second. Both of those sides on 28 points. That is currently goalless. We'll keep an eye on all the long leagues. We'll also have results later on from the Essex Senior League and the Thurlow Long Division 1 South and North as well. Get back to the football very soon. We're going to take a musical break and then do the travel. Brand new one from the Rolling Stones from their new album Hackney Diamonds. This one is called Mess It Up. some of them were in their 80s, which was incredible. The Rolling Stones, Mess It Up. Travel in just a moment. I'm just going to quickly tell you the result of the afternoon's big race at 3 o'clock at Haydock, the Betfair Chase. First was number 4, Royal Pagale, priced at 5-1. Second was number 1, Brave Band's Game, the 8-11 favourite. And third was number 2, Crash Rambler, priced at 18-1. A total of 4 runners in that race. It's 29 minutes to 4.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Roads looking okay in Brentwood and Billericay this afternoon, but a number of issues further afield. The M11 currently has slow-moving traffic. London Bound between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the North Circular. Rayleigh is busy on Webster's Way between High Street and Eastwood Road. Epping High Street busy in both directions between Stonehold Hill and Station Road. Harlow, slow-moving traffic on the A414 Canes Lane and Rayleigh Lane from the M11 Junction 7 roundabout as going up towards North Weald Market. A few hotspots in Chelmsford this afternoon. Parkway eastbound currently busy between Rainsford Lane and Highbridge Road. And there is currently some slow traffic on Victoria Road and also in northbound direction on Springfield Road. And going towards the Army and Navy roundabout, Baddow Road is busy as well. Public transport on Greater Anglia trains in connection with the construction work for the new Bewley Park station. There was track maintenance taking place between Shenfield and Chelmsford, so there will be no trains all weekend between Shenfield and Witham. Train services from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree are all terminating at Witham and connecting on to road replacement bus routes. Connecting train services are in operation between Billericay and Liverpool Street service. Shenfield and Stratford. And on London Underground, severe delays at the moment on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains. Tickets are being accepted on London buses and Greater Anglia, also the Elizabeth Line between Romford and Liverpool Streets. Also, severe delays on the Northern Line at the moment due to train cancellations. And there's no service today on the Elizabeth Line between Paddington and Abbeywood and Stratford. That's all for now. I'll have another travel update around 1 hour from now. I'm going to get back to the football because lots more goals have gone in the Championship. It's Swansea 2, Hull 0. Jamie Patterson put the Swans ahead on 17. Jerry Yates added a second on 23. And in League 2, Colchester United are 1-0 up at home to Barrow. Cameron McGeehan scoring at the Community Stadium in the 20th minute. Also in League 2, it's Grimsby 1, Sutton 0. Raquel Pike for the Mariners in the 19th minute. There has been a red card for Waltham Abbey in their match at North Lee. It's a big blow for them. Sam Shabam, who has scored lots of goals for them of late, he has been dismissed in the first half there. Meanwhile, in the Championship, a goal at Carrow Road, it's Norwich 1, Queen's Park Rangers 0, Wee Joe Huang after 21 minutes for the Canaries. League 2, Crawley 1, Harrogate 0, Ben Gladwin after 23. Hornchurch, they're at it again, they are 1-0 up at Kingstonian in the Isthmian Premier League. Oliver Doon scoring in the 21st minute. There's been a couple of goals at St James's Park. Alexander Isaac gave Newcastle United the lead in the 13th minute. Raheem Sterling has equalised for Chelsea 10 minutes later. Averley have gone ahead in the National League South in their match at Weymouth. Not sure of the scorer. Maldon and Titchery have fallen behind away to New Salamis in the Isthmian North. Brighton have equalised at Nottingham Forest. Evan Ferguson for the Seagulls on 26 minutes. National League, Boreham Wood have pulled a goal back against Woking. Former Dagenham Redbridge player Angelo Balanta after 25 minutes for Boreham Wood, but Woking are still winning 2-1 after they scored two early goals. League One is Shrewsbury 1, Port Vale 0. Max Batter on 28 minutes for the Shrews. Barnet are now in front in the National League away at Wealdstone. Nicky Kabamba after 28 minutes, adding to Harry Pritchard's goal after 13. And in El Basico in the Isthmian North, it's Bowles and Pitsy 1, Basildon United 0. Matt Price, has he changed clubs again, actually? He seems to move quite regularly, but he's scored for Bowles in the 29th minute. Goal at the Den in the Championship, and it's gone to Millwall's visitors, Coventry City. Matt Godden scoring for them after half an hour. League 2, it's AFC Wimbledon 1, Notts County 0. Jake Reeves from the penalty spot in the 29th minute. Crewe have equalised against Doncaster. Luke Offord on the half-hour mark in League 2. League 1, it's Wickham, Neil Redding 1, Sam Smith after half an hour. In the National League, there's been a goal at Victoria Road, but he's gone to the visitors, Rochdale, who've taken the lead against host Dagenham and Redbridge. Kian Hayes after half an hour. And in League 1, it's Cheltenham 1, Oxford United 0. Robert Street after 34 minutes for Cheltenham. And Reading's lead didn't last long in another League 1 match. Wycombe Wanderers have equalised. Killian Phillips after 32 minutes of that one. Just turning our attention for a moment to Rugby Union, because there was a couple of games in the English Premiership last night. Sale stayed top of the table after they beat second place Bath by 11 points to 9. And in the other game last night, it finished Northampton Saints 36, Harlequins 33. Couple of games this afternoon. Gloucester are currently playing Leicester Tigers. That started at 2:30. And Leicester are currently winning by 14 points to 6. And Saracens kicked off at 3 o'clock against Bristol. And Saris are currently winning it at 1 by 15 points to 7. We've also got games in the United Rugby Championship this afternoon. There was a couple last night. Finished Cardiff Rugby 31, Stormers 24, and Edinburgh 22, Benetton 24. This afternoon, there was an early kickoff for Lions versus Zebre. And the Lions, quite a big win for them, 61 points to 19. Currently, the Bulls are playing contacts there, winning 18-3. There's another game later on, Sharks versus Dragons. That starts at 5 past 5. No local rugby union this week. That is taking a break. We're going to go back 4 decades now to late 1983. Altered Images. Don't talk to me about love. 18 minutes to four on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this is Phoenix Sport. Getting straight back to the football because more goals have gone in as we approach half-time in the 3 o'clock kickoffs in League One. Bolton Wanderers are playing Exeter City at the Tough Sheet Community Stadium. Stop sticking at the back. It's Jack Iredale who was given Wanderers a lead after 32 minutes. Wrexham 3, Morecambe 0 now in League 2. Jacob Mendy for the Welsh side on 35 minutes. And Grays Athletic, great start for Darren Manning so far at Stowe Market Town. They've got a goal up in Isbien North. Troy Osei-Bobby on 39 minutes for Grays. Championship goal at Ashton Gate. It's Bristol City 1, Middlesbrough 0. Taylor Gardner-Hickman for Bristol City after 37 minutes. Salford have equalised against MK Dons in League 2 through Kelly May. Oxford City 2, Kidderminster Harriers 0 now in the National League. And it's just got better for Hornchurch. They're 1-0 up at Kingstonian in the Isthmian Premier League. And the Urchins League leaders have an advantage now because Kingstonian's Somo has been dismissed in the first half of that game. There's a bit of gold in the Scottish Premiership. St Mirren 1, Livingston 0. Livingston's Sean Kelly put the ball into his own net after 37 minutes. In the Championship, it's Plymouth 2, Sunderland 0. Morgan Whittaker put Argyle in front after 24 minutes. Finnazaz has scored a second after 40. League 2, Swindon have got a goal up against Mansfield Jake Young after 38 minutes. It's now Reading back in front of Wickham Wanderers in League 1. Lewis Wing on 41 minutes. AFC Wimbledon have doubled their lead against North County in League 2, and it's Ali Al-Hamadi after 41 minutes. In the National League, another side who have doubled their lead are Altrincham. They are now 2-0 up against Solihull Moors. Amaluzor after 41 minutes. I thought that was a Beatles song, actually. In the Isthmian Premier League, it's Concord Rangers 0, Horsham 1. Charlie Hester-Cook's going for Horsham after 36 minutes, so the Beach Boys behind. But also in the Isthmian Premier League, better news for their local rivals, Canvey Island, who have taken the lead at Hastings United. And it's Jamie Salmon who has scored their goal a couple of minutes before the break.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Up now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Join me, Sophia Marie, every Sunday morning for my breakfast show. The best way to start your Sunday mornings. 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Just going to turn our attention away from football for a few moments and concentrate on some other sports. in the Davis Cup men's semi-finals in tennis. Novak Djokovic of Croatia, the world number one, he is playing Jannik Sinner of Italy, and he's firmly in the driving seat in the second set. However, Sinner did win the first set 6-2, but Djokovic coming 4-1 up in the second. And the UK Snooker Championship has got underway in York this afternoon. And one of the first round matches is actually a rerun of last year's final, with Mark Allen of Northern Ireland playing China's Junhui Ding. And the current score is 2-2. They've both won two frames. In the other first round match currently taking place, Mark Williams of Wales is playing another Chinese player, Zheng Haifan, and currently Williams is winning that one by 2-1. It's now 2-2. Fan has just won a frame, so both of those finally poised. Although, as soon as I said that, Mark Allen has won a third frame in that one. He's beating Ding 3-2 now. Getting back to racing, I've got a few more results for you. The 3:15 at Ascot, that was won by number one Boot Hill, the 11-4 favourite. Second was number eight Frere Dom, priced at 7-2, and third was number seven Triple Trade, priced at 7-1. Currently eight runners in that race. 3:23 at Huntingdon, last race of the afternoon there. First was number three Dirty Den, priced at 6-1. Second was number four Dodger Long, priced at 7-2. And third was number seven Retetti, priced at 17-2. 11 runners in that race. Number two Composite was the 6-4 favourite, but ended up finishing fourth. And finally, for now, were the result of the 3:30 last race of the afternoon at Lingfield. Second was number two Start of Lady M, the 6-5 favourite. Second was number six El Hombre, priced at 16-1, and third was number nine South Dakota Sioux, priced at 14-1. There were a total of 11 runners in that race. Now I'm going to get back to the football. We've got half times coming through now. It's just got much better for Billywickie Town in one of our featured matches, by the way. They're now 2-0 up at Mark A. Frankie Merrifield on the stroke of half time. I think it's still playing there, though. And just before half time, there has been a goal at Brisbane Road, but he's gone to the visitors, Wigan Athletic. So it's now one piece at Brisbane Road. Quite a few half times coming in through now, so I'm just going to concentrate on the half time scores. If I can find the first ones, here we go. Grays Athletic, a goal up at Stowmarket Town. These are all half time scores. Goal that was in ESPN North, also in ESPN North, Walthamstow away at Berrytown. That is goalless at half time. Ross County 0, Kilmarnock 0 in the Scottish Premiership. And also, where are we? Yeah, great first half of Canvey Island in the ESPN Premier League at Hastings United. They're now winning 2-0. Elliot Ronto scored just before the referee blew his whistle for half-time. So they're two up at the break. No goals at Turf Moor in the first half in the Premier League match between Burnley and West Ham United. It's 0-0. In the Championship, half-time at the Den, it's Millwall 0, Coventry 1. Goalless at half-time, leaders Chesterfield are at home to Eastleigh in the National League. It's 0-0 there. Luton 0, Crystal Palace 0. That's a half-time score at Kenilworth Road in the Premier League. Plymouth 2, Sunderland 0 is a half-time from the Championship. A couple from League 1. Goalless between Carlisle and Charlton. And it's Portsmouth 0, Blackpool 1. League 2, it's Bradford City 0, Accrington Stanley 0 at half-time at Valley Parade. Also in League 2, it's Tranmere 1, Gilliam 0. Late first-half goal from Robert Apter a couple of minutes before the break has given Tranmere the lead. A couple of half-times from the Scottish Premiership is Dundee 0, Hibs 1. And Hearts 0, St Johnstone 0, Dagenham Redbridge 0, Rochdale 1. That's the half-time score from Victoria Road in the National League. And in the it's been Premier League, hashtag United, their way to Barnet this afternoon. No goals in the first half there. And it's Derby County 0, Bristol Rovers 0. That's a half-time from League One, as is Northampton 0, Cambridge United 0. No goals at Celtic Park in the first half. Leaders Celtic entertaining Motherwell. No goals either in the National League match between Aldershot Town and FC Halifax Town. That is 0-0 at the break. And also, in Eastbourne North, Walden Tiptree, they are 1-0 down away to New Salamis. Half-time at St James's Park in the Premier League, it's Newcastle United 1, Chelsea 1. Bristol City 2, Middlesbrough 0. That is a half-time score. They won a penalty in first-half injury time, Bristol City, and that was converted by Tommy Conway. No goals at the King Power in the Championship in the match between leaders Leicester and Watford. Also in the Championship, half-time at Carrow Road, it's Norwich 0, Queensborough Rangers 0. Bolton 2, Exeter 0 is a half-time score. Victor Adeboye, Joe added a second for Bolton 3 minutes before half time. And a couple from League Two, he's all half times, just to remind you, is Swindon 1, Mansfield 0, and Walsall 0, Forest Green Rovers 0. In the Scottish Premiership, it's Mirren 1, Livingston 0 at the break, a 37th home. Minute own goal from Livingston, Sean Kelly giving St Mirren the lead. It's Oldham 0, Ebbsfleet 1 and Wealdstone 1, Barnet 2. Their half-time scores in the National League. Confirmation of the half-time score between Mark A, Bidwicky Town, Bidwicky winning 2-0 in it's been a Premier League match. We're going to be hearing from Andy Gardner about that quite soon. No goals in the big game in the Southern League Division 1 Central between North Lee in second place and Waltham Abbey in third. But Abbey had under 10 men after Sam Shaban was dismissed in the first half. Kingstonian 0, Hornchurch 1 in the Isthmian Premier League. Gets bad from bad to worse for struggling Sheffield United in the Premier League, struggling at the foot of the table, and they are 2-0 down at half-time against Bournemouth. Marcus Tavernier gave Bournemouth a lead after 12 minutes, and Justin Clive added a second 4 minutes into first half injury time. And Bournemouth 0, Avely 1. That is a half-time score in the National League South. Couple of half-times from the Championship. It's Huddersfield 0, Southampton 1. Adam Armstrong scoring in first half injury time for the Saints. And his goal is a deep dive between Preston and Cardiff. 1-0 to Colchester United against Barrow at half-time at the Community Stadium in League 2. A couple of others from League 2. It's Crewe 2, Doncaster 1. And Salford City 2, MK Dons 1. Southend United are trailing at the break in the National League. They are 1-0 down at Gateshead. Also in the National League, it's Hartlepool 0, Bromley 2 at half time. No goals at Melbourne Park in the first half in the National League South. It's Chelmsford City 0, Truro City 0, Brentwood Town 1, Wroxham 0 at half time in Eastbourne North, as is Heybridge Swifts 0, Brightling Sea Region 0. Half time at St Andrews, Wayne Rooney still without a win since he took charge of Birmingham City, and Sheffield Wednesday gave them the lead in the last minute of normal time in the first half. half with George Byers, but Juninho Bacuna levelled the scores in the third minute of time added on. So it's 1-1 at the break in that one. Brentwood Town 2, Wroxham 0. A correction to the scoreline there. George Sykes scored on the stroke of half time for Brentwood. And so the half time score is Brentwood Town 2, Wroxham 0. And Concord Rangers 1, Horsham 1. That is a half time confirmed in the ESPN Premier League. League 2 is Grimsby 1, Sutton 1. Sutton equalised deep into time added on at the end of the first half. Bournemouth 1, Woking 2, and Oxford City 2, Kidderminster 1. They are half-time scores in the National League. Half-time at the City Ground, it's Nottingham Forest 1, Brighton and Hove Albion 2. The Seagulls are now in front after going 1-0 down early doors. Joao Pedro scored in the fourth minute of time, added on at the end of the first half. Championship, it's Swansea 2, Hull 0. Just to remind you, it's all half-time scores. Cheltenham 1, Oxford United 0, Shrewsbury 1, Port Vale 0. League 2, a few half times there. AFC Wimbledon 2, Notts County 0, Crawley 1, Harrogate 1, and Wrexham 3, Morecambe 0. Great first half for Wrexham there. National League at a break, it's Altrincham 3, Solihull Moors 0. Braintree 1-0 down at Slough at half time in the National League South. Isbury North, it's Bowers and Pitsea 1, Basildon United 0 in the big local derby. Newport 1, Stockport 0 as a half time in League 2. Goalless in the National League at half time between Maidenhead and York. Stoke 0, Blackburn 1, that's half time from the Championship. We're going to hear from Millie Hooper in a while about Leighton Orient versus Wigan Athletic. It's half time at Brisbane Road. It is 1-1 in that one. Also in League 1, it's Wickham 1, Reading 2. By the way, Robert Street has been sent off for Cheltenham Town against Oxford United in spite of his side leading at the interval. Going to take a break from news in a moment. One from the 60s taking us there. Tom Jones, Help Yourself.
Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste and help yourself. The sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself, take a few. That's what I want you to do. We're always told repeatedly, the very best in life is free. And if you want to prove it's true, baby, I'm telling you, this is what you should do. Just help yourself to my lips, to my
arms. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.